Let's go ahead and jump into it.
Cool.
How many cons does this make for you?
How many what does it make?
Cons. Comic cons.
Oh! See, that's how you know I've never been here before. Con? What is he talking about?
Yeah.
This is my first adventure at Comic Con. When Star Trek and G.I. Joe were here, I was working on other stuff, and this is my debut at Comic Con, which is
really
exciting thus far, yes.
Interesting. So, you know, are you a fan? I mean, have you ever, you know, thought about coming here? Were you kind of disappointed with the other films when you, you know, weren't able to, especially for Baroness, because she's such a huge character?
I was Scarlet.
I'm sorry.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to come, and I was disappointed that I hadn't been able to come in you know, prior years. But I'm really proud to be here with this film because it is such a Comic-Con appropriate movie.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of the movie as well. Not to say I wasn't proud of the other ones, but I think this is sort of perfect that this is my first one and I'm here with Conan.
Yeah. So have you checked out any of the panels lately? I mean, is this all work, no play, or?
I got in last night and I went to the, I'm going to move closer to you because there's a lot of noise up here. I got in last night and, yeah, I went to the Lionsgate party and went to the Summit party. And
so lots of play.
So it was playing last night, although I was in a dress that was so tight I couldn't eat anything. So I had to wait until I got home at sort of midnight last night, and then I just ate a gigantic club sandwich in the hotel. But so that was play. That was a lot of play. And then today has been very labor intensive, and I'm actually leaving for New York probably on Sunday or Monday, so I'm going back tonight.
Okay. So you're not going to be able to check out, you know, you haven't gone on the floor or anything like that. You haven't been
later this afternoon, and we have a signing, and that'll be my welcome to the floor sort of experience, which I am excited about. So this afternoon I get to do a bit more fun stuff.
Obviously, in this industry, Comic-Con is a very big part of, you know, the promotion and everything like that. What had you heard about Comic-Con coming in? I mean, that it was just bonkers, basically?
Yeah, you know, I'd heard that it was really fun and really crazy. And, you know, I think it's very easy to forget. It's like how loyal and how important loyal fans are. Because, yes, okay, we're doing a revamp, an update of a movie that has a huge following. And you want to do justice to the original, but you also want to bring it into the modern sort of age, the modern era. And we've done that with this film, and I think people, even if initially they were not interested in it, I think now, especially with Jason and Game of Thrones, they're very interested. So I'd heard it was bonkers here, but I'd also heard that, you know, it was really fun. And everybody that I've seen, from the people that really put work into what they're wearing and their makeup, I want to take pictures of all of them.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. My hat goes off to them.
What's the best costume you think you've seen?
Oh, God.
I mean, if you can recall one.
Everyone.
You know,
I mean, I feel like I've seen, like, great Spocks. And I'm waiting to see a Green Girl. I want to see someone to be the Green Girl. But that's very labor-intensive makeup, and it's balls hot outside, so
yes, it is warm right now. So, you know, obviously, Jason got in shape for this role. Not to say that he wasn't in shape before, but he bulked up a little bit. It's obvious. Was there any kind of, you know, did you feel, hey, he's bulking up, maybe I should, you know, work out a little? Or, I mean, you're in great shape already, but
So, Tamara, you stumble across her, and in her introduction, she's a monk. She's in this monastery. And she does seem to have this innate ability to grab a knife or a sword and fight and do all this sort of very physical stuff. I didn't exactly up my workouts. Like, for G.I. Joe, I totally upped my workouts. I put on 10 pounds of muscle. I really went all out. For this one, less so, but I'm someone that works out 5 times a week anyway, so.
Okay, obviously the girl fights are, you know, a constant thing that's being brought up. This is the second straight film that I'm going to be seeing you in where you literally have a knockdown, drag-out fight. Is it just something so fun about that? I mean, you're not an aggressive person in real life. So, I mean, is it just fun to get that out?
It's really fun. It's one of the most fun things. Sienna and I had the luxury of literally 6 weeks of training. The fight scene that they cut down and edited it was shortened a little bit. It was originally like a 90-move fight scene. We learned it. We had a blast falling on each other's faces, you know, accidentally kicking each other. And it was great. And with that, I didn't have the luxury of doing that with Rose on this film, but girl fights are dope. I love them. I think they're cool. Boys like them. Girls like them. I like this one the best because I get to win.
Ah, there
Sienna,
it is. There it is.
Sienna beat... Really, Sienna? The Baroness beats up Scarlet? Really? But yeah, this one was great. Rose and I had a good time with it.
Were you a Conan fan before? Or, I mean, is this kind of your...
All new. It's all completely
so you
new.
Jumped all the way in.
I jumped all the way in. Haven't seen the original. Still haven't seen the original.
Oh, really?
You know, Jason and I both wanted to go in sort of blind because it can affect you if you see a movie that you're sort
absolutely.
Of, you know, going in to sort of revamp or update or something like that. So we both kind of went in blind and we're both going to now see the movie. So I'm happy that we chose to do it that way. So that then anything that we brought to the table was you know, something that came from within us. And Jay did a lot of research. So I have to give him credit for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of the research, how much reading were you required to do for the role? And maybe you did on your own.
Mine was, you know, much less than Jay's. Jay and I are both very visual. I looked at a lot of the sort of the graphic art. I looked at some of the comic book stuff, and he went all out. You know, decorated his trailer in this way, and did. I mean, he was just in it, and it was amazing to see because it proved my performance because he was so in it. There was a lot more for Conan to do than.
Was there any difficulty in the shooting location? You mentioned that y'all had shot in Bulgaria. What was that experience like?
Bulgaria is, you know, it's an interesting country. The people are lovely. There are potholes the size of small planets, and the number of stray dogs is really. I want to bring the ASPCA to Bulgaria. But it was perfect for the movie. I will say that we couldn't. All the sets that we went to the Black Sea, and between the studio and the locations, we were in Bulgaria for three different seasons. So there was snow, there was sun. It was a perfect place to shoot a movie like Conan. I probably won't be going there on vacation, but I would go back for another film.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to ask you something that's always been kind of a personal burning question for me. Your name's Rachel Nichols.
Yeah.
Have you know, you come across the fact that there is another Rachel Nichols?
ESPN.
There you go.
Okay. Epic story about that.
All right.
When I was shooting Charlie Wilson's War, directed by Mike Nichols,
uh-huh.
He came up to me and he said, Mike Nichols, who is... I've worked with many lovely directors. I after I worked with him, I thought, okay, I can retire now and be totally happy. He's lovely. He came up to me and said, oh, I hear you're my daughter. And I went, if I was your daughter, I would have used this relationship a long time ago. The other Rachel Nichols on ESPN, I get her fan mail sometimes. And I just presented at the ESPYs last week.
Oh, man.
And I really wanted to meet her. I thought she was totally going to be there. And when I showed up at the day of rehearsals to get my lanyard with my press pass, it was her face on it. It wasn't my face. It was her face. And I was like, can I keep this? But can I also have one that's me? So I haven't met her yet, but I do love the odd bit of fan mail that says, I love to see you reporting from the field. The Vikings are my favorite team. How do you feel about Aaron Rodgers? I mean... I want to send back like a signed poster from, you know, something completely like get Regis Philbin to sign for me to send it back to them. I don't know. Just,
yeah,
I do. Eventually, I hope to meet her because everybody says she's lovely and she doesn't blink. So I've watched her, and I'm a big football girl, so I've seen her many times.
Well, is that odd?
It's
odd. It is
odd.
Right. Well, especially
ESPN.
Especially since you know you. Your role as Scarlet kind of, you know, boosted mm-hmm. your name basically, and you played obviously a redhead in that.
Yeah.
And she's a redhead,
yeah.
And it's just like, whoa!
I know. You know? I really want to meet her. I just because I've heard that she's lovely, and I'm sure. I mean, maybe she's never heard of me. I don't know. But if she has, like, I'm gonna be like, you never get my fan mail. I should just save the ones I get for you. But yeah, it's kind of surreal. It's always funny when I'm sitting in a sports bar and then it's Rachel. Here's Rachel Nichols from ESPN. I'm like, oh, not me.
So what's coming up next for you? I mean,
I leave.
You said you were flying out to New York.
Yeah, right? I'm going to New York. I'm gonna. The NFL Madden has a charity celebrity flag football game.
More interaction.
Oh yeah, yeah. I need to be around as many athletes as possible. It's totally my wheelhouse. I'm gonna go to the ESPYs. every year for the rest of my life. It's super fun. Athletes are dope. But then I'm after that, and after all the Conan press, I'm going to Cleveland to shoot a movie called I, Alex Cross, which is Rob Cohen's directing it with Tyler Perry will be taking over the role of Alex Cross, and it's Matthew Fox and Ed Burns and Jean Reno and myself, and I'm really excited.
Lost fan?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
So, there you go.
Matthew Fox fan in general. Come on, who isn't? And Ed Burns is lovely, too, and I've heard great things about Tyler, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome. Cool. All right.